It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Hey, so Terry, what kind of home these days, what style of home sells the fastest?
Well, according to this report, the best-selling style home is the Spanish style. And follow the Spanish style would be a traditional style, then the ranch style, and I have no idea what a craftsman style is.
Yeah, that's the old...
Spanish style seems to be the A number one.
Yeah, craftsman style is a style from the 40s, and they can update it and so on. But I think it originally came out of the Sears Roebuck catalog, but nevertheless, Spanish style sells the fastest. I mean, 47 days for Spanish style versus 100 days for a craftsman and 95 days for a ranch. That's kind of unusual. And a Victorian sells the slowest at 122 days. I guess they're just a question of what's in style these days, right?
Right. And, you know, location is important. You know, you're not going to sell a Spanish style home in the middle of, I don't know, Kansas.
Yeah.
You're going to find them in California, coastal cities. Like, we'll see homes around here that are Victorian style.
Mm-hmm.
Not many. And they're so hard. Very hard to sell around here.
What about the view? You know, view is so important.
I thought this was interesting because everything in my mind is, you know, what I'm used to. But according to this report, the best view is city skylines.
Mm-hmm.
And that was followed up by golf course views, lake views, mountain views, and ocean views.
Ocean view sells the slowest.
I guess.
That's amazing.
But you can't have an ocean view in Kansas either.
That's true. But, you know, actually the spread on this is not that wide. It's 83 days to sell the average city view, but it's 98 days to sell an ocean view. So I'm not sure that that's, you know, all that important or that's a big enough differential. So what about the best home amenity? You know, talking about granite countertops or basements and so on.
Sure.
How do they sell?
I find this kind of interesting because they say stainless steel appliances. And if you ever go into Ransmart or any of these places trying to find appliances, I didn't think they sold much anything but stainless steel.
Right.
But stainless steel is the number one amenity, and then followed by granite countertops, mm-hmm. open kitchens, finished basements, and fireplaces.
Right. So a fireplace doesn't actually lead to selling your home any faster, but a stainless steel kitchen would. And I guess the point is that people who have older kitchens and need to upgrade, obviously the type of kitchen you want to upgrade to is an open kitchen with a granite counter
and stainless steel appliances.
Exactly. All right. What about the best location in terms of what home sells the fastest?
The biggest item is good schools. So it's all about the school district, followed by stadiums.
Being close
shopping.
To a stadium or being...
Yeah.
Okay.
I would think that would be really noisy and loud and lots of traffic and congestion, but stadiums, shopping, transportation, and hospital.
Yeah, I know in Florida, too, in some stadiums, you can actually rent out your lawn for like $15. Have people
hey, that could be a good moneymaker. That could offset your mortgage. And that's $15, again, in Kansas. If it's around here, it's a lot more.
What do you have against Kansas? Cut it out.
I've never even been there.
Yeah. So good school is number one, and the least important feature for selling your home fast is being near a hospital.
Right.
Yeah. Are you sure with our demographic in South Florida, that's still true?
You know, if I had to guess in our demographic, it would be school and hospital.
School and hospital, okay. All right. What about the best price range between 200 and 250 or 2 million and 5 million?
Steve, I'm going to say 200 to 250.
All right, that sells the fastest, those kinds of homes. Are you seeing many homes in your market in the 2 to 250 range anymore?
You know, I pulled up a search in my area. There were three homes under 250,000 single family mm-hmm. that were not in a country club, you know, just a straight single family home, three of them. I mean, that's just sad.
That's not much, right? So at those kinds of prices are pretty darn low today. More people can afford expensive homes because mortgage rates are so low.
That's right.
That it allows you to buy a more expensive home and keep a reasonable monthly payment. So the prices of homes have risen, I think, to some degree because of that. So you don't really see the 200 to 250, and then we're really talking very generally here. What price range do you see in your own market that sells the best?
You know, anything under 500 is our hot market.
Yeah, anything under 500, okay.
Yeah, and then we go into a little lull when you're in the 7 to 9 range, and then over a million, it picks up. So anything under 500 or in the 500s and below, mm-hmm. they sell really, really fast. And, you know, that's about where the median price is, too, in this particular area.
Well, you know, our show now airs in 25 states. We're on 43 stations nationwide. So, of course, we're in South Florida, and a lot of this information may or may not apply to where you're at. We do our best to kind of cover all areas. One final question, Terry. Why are so many non-homeowners afraid to buy these days? What's the reticence with contacting an agent and finding a new place to live?
Yeah, 35% of those interviewed said that they just don't flat out want to own a home. And you've got to, you know, dig deeper. Why is that?
Yeah.
You've got to remember, a lot of people went through a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
They went through job loss, bankruptcy, foreclosures. So they're afraid.
Yeah, they don't want to go through that
again. Fear is a big reason. Mm-hmm. 20% of them is they're just afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And then nearly a quarter of them, they don't know how much of a down payment is needed. You know, a lot of people think it's 20%.
Yeah, they assume that a much larger down payment is actually required, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, buyers out there need to realize you can get an FHA loan for as little as 3.5% and 3% on a conventional loan.
That's down, 3.5% down, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And so it seems like the biggest single issue in all of this is that the lack of awareness of the amount of down payment it takes. Credit scores is another issue. You know, they've lightened up a little bit on the credit scores. It's still stringent, but not as stringent. So you can get a mortgage with as little as 3% down, mm-hmm. and your credit scores don't have to be as high as they were just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so the bottom line is if you're waiting and you're wondering, you think you don't actually qualify, you probably will qualify, so check it out. Unfortunately, we're out of time. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.